Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business. So Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Let's look at how futures are trading. These are the composite numbers in Kansas City. March wheat at 827 and a quarter is down 2. July 844 down 4. March wheat in Chicago, 773 down 3 and a half. July, 786 and a half down 2. March corn, 723 and a half up 2 and 3 quarters. July, 715 up 2 and a quarter. December, 585 and a quarter up 1. March soybeans, 1442 and 3 quarters, up 1 and 3 quarters. July, 1418 up a quarter. November, 1306 up 3. March soybean meal, 417.50 up 110. March soybean oil, 5202 down 8, now 01 down 9. February live cattle, 128 up 170. January feeders, 145, 65 up 95 cents. The March at 149.82 and a half is up 187 and a half, now up 190. February lean hogs, 87.22 and a half, and they are up 40.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and service geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Want to avoid the long registration lines at our 24th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting? Call 217-333-7300 and order your tickets now for the March 5th event at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. They're $25, along with a continental breakfast and Beef House lunch. You'll hear special presentations on farmland values for 2013, diversifying your operations with livestock, the changing nature of the southern U.S. farm, and, of course, our money-making soybean, corn, and cash grain panels. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card, and we'll mail your tickets right out to you. The day of the event, walk in through our VIP entrance. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Quiet trade today.
Yeah, it seems like there's no real big feature to get excited about thus far this morning. When you look at the news wire, not a whole lot of something new, exciting to establish a new position on. When you look at the chart, technical-wise, it's kind of up, down, sideways, congestion type of trade. We'll see if there's some news here as we move along to get the trade to either be bullish or bearish, more than just a dime either way. The export inspections at 10 o'clock here, they're looking for about corn shipments around 12 million bushels, beans around 19 million bushels, wheat 19 million bushels, and the beans around 42 million bushels. Did sell 220,000 tons of beans to China. So we're going to need just a little bit more news other than that to get the trade to going here. Weather-wise, a little shower activity in the southern hemisphere. There's a little bit more moisture in the forecast. Harvest-wise, some early harvest activity taking place. Most of the harvest will be coming up here shortly and see how fast those beans move into the pipeline. So kind of a hurry-up-and-wait type attitude.
July soybeans, 14.18 and three-quarters. November soybeans, 13.07. With those kind of numbers, how large of a crop has the trade factored in for harvest in South America?
Well, that's a good question. We'll have to go from report to report here as we move down the road to see what type of indication we get from the USDA. When you look at the big picture here, it's not going to be a situation where we're going to see a dramatic drawdown like we did a year ago. most trade analysts are near this, for the Brazilian crop, that is, near this 84.5 to 85 million metric tons. Argentine-wise, near 54 million metric tons. So, you know, that's plenty of inventory to work with. And those beans will come on the marketplace here as we move past March. And that's why you're seeing the spread activity trade the way it is, with most of the strength up front. As you get into May and the July, we see weakness is due to the South American crop coming online, and even weaker prices going out to the new crop due to the idea that we're going to have ample acres and hopefully some favorable growing conditions this coming crop year, Dave.
I bring it up because 14, 18, three quarters, as the crop has continued to get bigger from foreign estimates, and I think SASRAS put it over 84 in the last few days, the numbers have not really deteriorated all that much, which makes me kind of wonder if traders are not believing these numbers and are more in the 81, 80 camp waiting further developments.
Oh, could be. Probably what's more of a factor is when you look at the world supply-demand balance sheet, and it's kind of hard to really analyze the world supply-demand balance sheet because of the different crop years and you got inventory coming and going. But when you analyze it and look at March to March, this is the tightest ending stocks or tightest supply-demand balance sheet in the world level in history. And so, therefore, you know, these beans are maintaining a premium to make sure these beans come out of the southern hemisphere in a timely fashion. I think it's more logistics than production-wise, because there's going to be beans. The production's not going to be zero, so there's really no fear of running out of beans, for say, as we go into the summer time window. It's how fast, how soon we get those beans into the world pipeline.
Turn our attention a bit to the livestock sector. That cattle on feed report on Friday was certainly friendly live cattle, and it has reflected that today. The question becomes, are we going to move back beyond the all-time recent highs that we saw?
Oh, I don't know if we got ammunition to go. I think we're going to give it a run. I'm not in the mood, if not long, get long. But we've been optimistic, the cattle complex, using the break here to get some long positions on. When you do look at that report, it's tight. And also, too, Japan opened up some more news here to import U.S. beef into their country, even though they're not that tight of a situation. So, everything's hitting on all cylinders. We had a sort of a massive washout in the cattle complex, pushed near the longer-term lows there, and found some bullish news. And now if we can hold this bullish fundamental news, it should start to kick the buy programs back in to push us higher. We believe when you look at the all-time highs, you're going to be looking at the summer months where they are carrying quite a bit of premium. And we feel move on up to that 140 level basis the fast is probably going to be the upper end, because you start getting at that level, the fear is you could lose some of this export business. Thing on the cow, you got to remember, we're at some historical lows on per capita consumption on beef, and we're mainly looking at a good export market to keep the bullish enthusiasm going to make up what we're not consuming here in the U.S., Dave.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, buddy.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current take in the marketplace. March corn at 7.25 1/4, up 4 1/4 at 7.25 even at 4 1/4 now. July at 7.17, up 4 1/4, now 16 3/4, up 4. December corn at 5.87 1/2, up 3 1/4. March soybeans, 14.45 1/4, up 4 1/4. July 14.20, up 2 1/4. November 13.07, up 4. March soybean meal, 4.18.60, up 2.20. March soybean oil, 51.99, down 11. February live cattle, 128.20, up 190. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.